Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Maybe you are here for such a time as this. Do you recognize that line? Do you know what the person was implying? It is the story of Queen Esther, taken as a young girl, and made queen, found favor with the king. She was made queen. And then there was a plot to overthrow the king. And then there was another evil plot to wipe out all people of her race, her faith. All, not a few, all. Even though young Hadassah is now Queen Esther, her uncle Mordecai kept in touch with her, as he also worked for the king. The king of Persia. Okay, Beth, what does this have to do with today? Well, bear with me and we're going to get there. Mordecai didn't... He wanted Esther to approach the king about this plot. About the plot against her people. He was quite concerned. But nobody, not even a queen, was allowed to approach the king without invitation. It was at the risk of death, being put to death. He was in a bad mood that day. You're just out of luck. Unless the king raised his scepter in approval. Esther, still very much a young girl, was scared for her life. And Mordecai reminded her that she too would not be spared, but would perish with all the others. Don't think that you will escape this, he told her. Perhaps you here, right here listening, are here for such a time as this. End of story. She accomplished the saving of her people. The king did, she did approach the king. He did allow it. And she saved her people, and the perpetrator of the evil, the annihilation of the genocide that he wanted for her people, was himself put to death. I believe we, you and me, are here in this heartland, the United States heartland, for such a time as this. Are you brave enough to stand up against the evils of this world and in this nation? Are you strong enough to put your feet to your faith? If you are to contradict what the politicians are doing to you, go against them. Are you wise enough to study and be prepared for that? It might mean you need to push away from your TV show, from your hobby, just a little bit. Join a committee, start a committee, run for office, or help another run for office that you know is going to stand for the Constitution and for God. The escalation of threats against liberty are very real. The left, the deep state, which includes left and so-called right politicians. I have often wondered, why am I here? Why is Beth doing radio, talk radio? It's not something that I even dreamed I would be doing 30 years ago. Perhaps it is for such a time as this. Queen Esther, I'm no Queen Esther. But she asked her uncle to tell the others, go back to my people. Tell them to fast and pray. Not one without the other, but together. So you see, while she was the one to approach the king, putting her life on the line in that moment, she was not alone. It is a struggle sometimes to survive right here doing this radio show. The cost is great financially and personally. I have always loved this country. But first I love my God. I love my family. And I do feel led to be here for as long as I can for such a time as this. What time, you ask? What time are you talking about, Beth? What is so different today? Well, the boldness of evil is different. Evil is still the same, but the boldness in this nation, within our borders, is different. The vile language against God and you. The blatant disregard for rule of law, for God's law. The attack and the hate for the U.S. Constitution. Not just by people, but by the politicians we've actually put in place. The attacks personally against rural America, which is most of my audience. Not all. We don't hate the city. Why do they hate us? A nation that was once a rural nation now is loathed by the very foundation of this land. We are loathed by those such as AOC. They absolutely, the left, hate rural America. They hate the heartland of this nation. They hate God. They hate those who believe in God. So, what is different today? I hope and pray you are different today as well. Are you woke to the reality that politics isn't just silly politicians? But there are many who are plotting, and they are winning, against you. Against your family, against your liberty, against your property, against your pursuit of happiness. They are against all that is good, and they are protecting all that is evil. What are you protecting for such a time as this? We cannot just talk. We must act. We must support one another. We must lift one another up. Many of you have in the past helped me, and some of you continue. I'm kind of in a hurtful way right now. I could use a little more help. But perhaps for such a time as this, we should all relent, we should all repent, and do a little praying and fasting ourselves. Maybe we should skip one meal and pray during that time. Or if your health doesn't allow it, such as if you're a diabetic or some other kind of health issue, that you just cannot skip a meal. Can you set aside 5 minutes to pray for this nation and for your service to him and to our land? For such a time as this, we cannot and we must not stay silent. We must prop one another up. We must encourage one another. Bring America home is not just a phrase I made up. I believe with all my heart it was given to me from above. From me to you. He's waiting. Will you? For such a time as this. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have lots of things to talk about today. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I want to make a shout out. We just got a little bit. We're having problems with Facebook, as you know. And so if you've been listening on Facebook and you hear it go silent, it's because we're not allowed to play commercials. So if you can just be patient, go get your cup of coffee and come right back. Now, there's maybe three commercials we can actually legally play, but the others we cannot. We can play them on the radio. We've got royalties for that, but not apparently have to buy a different royalty for Facebook. So please be with us. Please stay and stay patient with us. And come back. We know some of you dropped off during that commercial period. For such a time as this, it is not time to drop off. It is not time to drop away. It is not time to throw your hands up and say, we've lost, I'm not going to fight. You know, there was a question in Sunday school. We were looking at the history, and of course we're studying out of Daniel. And we're looking at the history of all these kings, the kings of Persia, the kings of some of the other places. And I'm so sorry I did not listen in school with world history. Then they ask, and we got to talking about war a bit. If you wanted to be a war hero, what would it be that you wanted? And I said, nobody wants war. People ask me that a lot about a civil war. Does anybody ever really win? Yes, we won a revolution, but have we really won? It's always been a struggle, all the time. There is always somebody there ready to take away what you have. Whether it's a thief in the night, on the street, a rapist, or a politician in D.C. So, hang in there. What has me so riled today? The taking. The constant taking away. And the boldness of their evil acts. Their boldness against you, against the Constitution. You know, I got pretty upset, and so did Daniel. He apologized later. I said, hey, no need to apologize. He thought he got too angry the one show that we went off on AOC after she had played that video she took with her phone. Nope. Look at all the voters out here. Nobody here. That's really a great way to use our resources. Well, that's not exactly what you said, but they want to take away the Electoral College. Now, let me explain this to you one more time. Whether you're on the left or on the right, you need to understand that Electoral College was wisdom from the Founding Fathers. Knowing that the city would have more people and they could outvote those that are out in the heartlands of this nation that are providing food for a nation, for their families. They have different needs than the ones in the city. But they need to be represented the same. So it wasn't racist, AOC. It's racist to take it away. It has nothing to do with the color of skin whatsoever. It has everything to do with location, location, location. Population, population, population. It is their target to remove the Electoral College. And then the next target, listen to this. The next target will be the Senate. They will turn the Senate into the same type of a house as the House of Representatives. There's a reason our Founding Fathers set things as they did. Right now, every state, regardless of your size or population, every state has two senators. Depending on your population, is how many representatives you get. I'm not sure how they pick the Electoral College. I need to study that one out a little bit. But different ones have different numbers of Electoral College. And they're not elected. I think they are appointed. Beth needs to do her studying. What did I say in my monologue? We need to be brave enough and committed enough to study. I've often thought that maybe we should do that. I know I need to do it. I just get so busy with all these distractions. These distractions are exactly what they are. They're keeping you from education. So what they want to do is to remove the Electoral College. And if they can't get it done on paper, they're going to redistrict, which they have already tried to do. They're going to redistrict. And then they want to reconfigure the Senate. Let me tell you right now, if you think it's bad now, your representation, what do you think about adding more politicians to the salary pool? How many more taxes will we need to pay more senators? Think about it that way. Do we really need more employees? They're not serving us very well the way they are they? Their goal, the left, the deep state, those who want socialism, globalism, They hate nationalism. There's nothing racist about nationalism. I'm going to tell you right now, there have been people of all colors died for liberty. For this nation. Not for globalization. We talked about that in Sunday school yesterday a little bit too when we were talking about war. How many of us are connected? Many of us have friends that went to war. Friends that served in this nation. Fathers that served in World War II. Fathers that died in Korea. Two of them sitting in Sunday school class. In this small community, two of them had fathers who were in prison. Prisoners of war. One was in Japan and one was in Germany during World War II. Neither one were treated very well. But my friend's father in Japan, he was a very tall man. When he came out of that prison camp, he weighed like 80 pounds. They didn't suffer for socialism. They didn't suffer so little brats like AOC can get on Instagram, can make fun of rural America. Oh, look at all the people out here. She knows absolutely nothing about the Constitution. She absolutely knows nothing and has no love for liberty for you. She wants socialism. Socialism is slavery. Slavery for everyone. If she thinks she will be spared, she is wrong. For such a time as this, will the wise ones, the stubborn ones, the hard-working ones out in rural America, will they step up? Will you step up to honor your king? Not King Trump. I'm not talking about President Trump. I'm talking about our God. Over the weekend, they opened a Chick-fil-A in Toronto. And the LGBTQ people laid their little bodies in front of the store with all kinds of absurd and lewd and crude messages on their posters, which, by the way, take Sharpie pens, which, by the way, take fossil fuel. The man who owns Chick-fil-A, the family, they never said a mean thing about LGBTQ. They just said they believe in marriage between a man and a woman. I dare say none of those, I wonder how many of those laying before them got blocking because those, because Chick-fil-A is haters. How many of them believe in marriage of any kind? How many of them were married? Can we ask them, do you not believe in marriage between a man and a woman? Evil with boldness. Will you, for such a time as this, stand up? Let's call 877-895-5410. Beth needs encouragement, and so do you, for such a time as this. And we will be right back.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I opened up the phone lines. You know, there's some days I need a little encouragement. I struggle here day in and day out. I've got a volunteer that helps. He just works his tail off and puts up with a lot of guff from me. And, you know, it's been 8.5 years. Been 8.5 years. Today is show number 2181. Pretty proud of that. But I need your support. However, that's not what we're here today for. We're here to ask you, for such a time as this, are you willing to be one of those that'll make a difference? We're going to go to Larry in Florida. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I listen to your show as much as I can on shortwave.
Thank you.
And I enjoy your point of view, of course, and you're right, of course, to suck it to the D.C. occupiers. These politicians that we have are just third rate. I mean, right up and down the line, practically. But you always one thing I've always noticed is that you always seem to fail to point the finger at the mainstream news and entertainment media, who I feel is every bit as much to blame for the condition of our society right now.
You are absolutely correct.
as any of the politicians or anybody else, the left-wing activists, the mainstream news and entertainment media is controlled by a very small clique of people at the very top, and that's why it's been always been leaning way to the left. Back when you was a kid and I was a kid, it was still that way. They weren't as in your face with it as they are now.
I want to talk about this a little bit, Larry, because I think you've missed the shows when I have ragged on them, but maybe I haven't done it enough. But I was watching, and you're absolutely right, and I believe, you know, they've all fallen into this socialism. And I don't like to say left and right, because I think many who call themselves the right are really on the left. However, yeah. I watched, I always do this on Sunday night, I watch Mark Levin, and he had a psychiatrist or psychologist or whatever on there. And the guy's he's a liberal. He actually voted for Hillary Clinton. He actually supports Hillary Clinton. But he's been investigating Google. He tracks things, and how the Google is evil, and how Google has how do they stack the deck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Google picks what people see. Plus, they do subliminal messages. You know, we don't want to believe that, but it's absolutely true.
Well, this stuff has been going on since the days of radio news and black and white television, but and now most older people, and like in my generation, don't quite understand what all these Silicon Valley elites, the Google and the Mark Zuckerbergs and all of that YouTube, most older people don't really understand that because it's so new and fast moving. But the enemy has always been within the gates. When they took over the news and mainstream entertainment media, which is basically just brainwashing, and has been for a long time. So we really need to realize that the enemy has been in the gates a long, long time. And unfortunately, our judiciary, the judicial branch of the government, is full of left-wing activists, too, who just shoot down in flames any constitutional protections that we have left remaining. One guy sitting there with a gavel in his hand can thwart the will of millions upon millions of people, common sense legislation, and trying to enforce existing laws, especially on immigration. One person can bring the whole thing crashing down, which is unbelievable. But people got to wake up, and I'm glad that you're there, and I'm glad that you're doing your part. And more people should get more active. That's about all I got.
I want to share something with you, Larry. I want to share something with that came to mind yesterday when I was in church, and we were studying in church, where the pastor's going over the Esther, which is one of my favorite books. And then we're studying Daniel in Sunday school. And in both of these instances, young people were kidnapped by the king. And they were used as slaves. Whether it was sex slavery or just plain old slavery. And they were, Daniel and his group of friends were kidnapped. They were put to work, but they were controlling what they ate, and of course they fought that. And they were teaching them their ways instead of the ways they came from under God. And I'm thinking about that today. The government doesn't literally kidnap the children, but they have taken over the school systems, you know, because they dangled this carrot in front of us, and all of a sudden we want to have money from the government for this particular thing or that particular thing within the school system. And now they've got you. They've got you. And they control what those children learn. They control who's writing the books. They control what books are being read. And that's why I've said so many times, your school board members are important. And, you know, sometimes in small communities, and maybe big communities too, it seems like that's a popularity contest, and these people get on this board and they think they're much better than everyone else instead of serving the others. But here we have done this. The teachers have been, they've been brainwashed, so to speak. And the universities are brainwashed. They brainwash the next teachers coming up and the students. And now we have people that are believing whatever they're told by the government. They're good little boys and girls. And you know, I always thought I was a good kid, but I'm not somebody who... I may be naive, but I'm not gullible. Is that even possible? So, Larry, you're absolutely right, and I'll try and do a better job of going after the mainstream media a little more often. How's that? I think we lost Larry. We're going to go to Neil in Illinois. Neil, how are you doing today?
Feel good, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
Well,
what's on your mind?
I've been reading Revelation chapter 1, where the, you know, Jesus says unto the churches that he is very unhappy with them, you know, especially to Ephesus and Laodicea, which he called lukewarm. And he said, the lukewarm will I spit thee out of my mouth.
Mm.
And that's where we're at today, is the churches are lukewarm. And they need
I'm not going to defend. I'm going to throw this out there because I'm talking to individuals. The church is the people. It's not the building. It's the people.
No.
And you can't just rely on a pastor. You can't just rely on a deacon. You can't just rely on one person or the other. We all have to get on board and do what God has told us to do and stand for what is right. The reason we are in this mess is because we have laid back too long, silent, comfortable, don't want to get involved, whatever the case may be. And what's the saying? For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing. And that's what we've done.
No, Edmund Burke.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for reminding me who said that.
But anyway, where I started was with the IRS in 1954. They gave tax exempt status called 501(c). And then they controlled the churches.
And it was never necessary, was it? Not in the least. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Neil. We need to hit that hammer too. I appreciate it. We're headed into a break. I'm going to let you go. We're headed into a break, Neil. Thank you so much for your call. Keep the phone lines open for just another couple minutes. 877-895-5410. Neil from Missouri is holding. Thank you for your patience, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are in the final segment of today's show, so I'm going to ask the callers that are on. I'm going to take you, but I want you to make it really quick so we can get on. I have one more piece of news that I want to throw out there, so if you will help me with that, I appreciate that. We're going to go to Neil from Missouri, our favorite Neil. How are you doing today? Not our favorite Neil, our favorite lawyer. How are you doing, Neil? Are you there, Neil? There you are. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's about the Senate being another House. The Senate is already another House of Representatives. Okay, when they changed the format for electing, or for gaining senators, you know, it's gone to popular election. Now, the people are voting to elect senators directly. That's not the way it was intended. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's
You're
the 16th Amendment, wasn't
senators.
It?
Yeah. It was, I forget exactly which amendment it was, but it changed the voting for the Senate, which changed it from what it's supposed to be is you voted for your state senators in your state to go to your state
legislature. Elected.
And then they would elect two of their members from the state Senate to go to the Congress to represent the state's rights. The representatives are supposed to represent the rights of the people, and the senators are supposed to be representing the rights of the states. But it doesn't work that way anymore. They're all popularly elected, so they're all kowtowing to the populace, you know, the mob.
And they can be in one state and move to the other and buy their Senate seat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just a complete scam.
And, yeah, it created career politicians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they should have term limits. That's if we need an amendment, we need an amendment to restrict term limits on these people.
Absolutely.
So if they can't
then
get in there.
They have to pass it.
All right. Right, which senator is going to vote his job away?
So no, it is my career.
All right.
yes, you're absolutely right, Neil. Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, just one quick thing on this queer agenda. I can remember the 50s, Bugs Bunny in drag, okay, in the cartoons back in the 50s when Bugs Bunny first started, you know, trying to entice Elmer Fudd into a relationship, and everybody thought that was funny. Well, That's how the queer agenda got started in the media, through these propaganda techniques. I was trained in propaganda techniques, both in the military and outside the military. So I know what propaganda is, and I've started going back, looking at old-time movies, stuff that's even in black and white. It's amazing how much of the queer agenda was being promoted, even when the first movies came out. You know, so this has been going on for a long time, and it's subliminal. I was in my late teens before I even understood what a queer was, you know. But nowadays, the kids are being brought up with this through their cartoons from day one. You know, the people plop their kids down in front of the TV set and use it as a babysitter, and they're just getting these kids programmed.
But, you know, Hollywood knows it doesn't sell. The only movie they made out like that never did well, and they know it doesn't sell,
right.
So they don't try and sell it in that way, not straight out.
They don't sell it straight out. It's got to be done subliminally. I mean, look at all these TV shows. You can't turn on the TV now without finding a show, one or more shows on the TV 24/7, that's promoting the queer agenda.
All right. You're absolutely correct. Whether it's that or commercials, I have seen it too. Thank you, Neil. I got to get on here. I've got another caller, and we're about to run out of time. We have Joe. Thank you, Neil. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too good. I've got a horrible toothache. But that doesn't matter. I want to get on with what I wanted to say because your call screener asked me to be quick. And so I wanted to point out a way that I see the conservatives are self-destructive, it appears to be, and that's I was listening last night to a conservative talk show host who was ridiculing Democrats who were criticizing factory farming. And now we all know that it's always the rural areas that are more patriotic and more conservative, and it's the big cities that lead the way in socialism. And what has made it possible for the rural areas to become so depopulated? So people move out of the rural areas and pack into the cities, and the cities have grown so much so that there's these huge numbers of socialists in the cities now that have so much influence over the country. It is factory farming. So you think that if conservatives wanted to maintain rural America so that America would tend to stay more patriotic and conservative, they'd be against factory farming.
Well, the big corp farming, I absolutely agree with you. I also believe that some of that came to be because the government refuses to even the playing field, and they are manipulating the markets, the stockyards, and those are controlling the markets, and it's just a mess, and it's never the way our founding fathers intended it to be. I agree with that completely. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the message. I wanted to get on to one more thing, and it's not like it's going to be a shocker to you, because I believe you know this already. So the Electoral College, they want to do away with that. They've already messed up the Senate, but they want to continue to increase the number of senators. That's going to cost us people. That's just going to cost us everything. They want to do away completely with fossil fuels. That's never going to happen, but we will pay for it. You need to understand that. And all the things that they want to do to you, they say it's for you, are going to cost you. They're going to cost you financially, by taxes, by jobs, the taking of jobs. They're going to cost you by liberty. So before they make you really, really angry, they must do away with the Second Amendment. Now, if you remember, I told you, and I'll remind you again, the Green New Deal is not going to happen, but that we'll get something done. Something will happen unless, for such a time as this, you put a stop to it. I'm doing everything I can here, and I'm trying to increase what I'm doing here. For such a time as this. They want to do away with your Second Amendment. They've already picked at it, infringed on it. They tell you it's one thing when it's another. But their goal is to get rid of it. For such a time as this. I need your help. That is nothing that was on my monologue that just keeps falling out of my mouth, and I do apologize. But maybe for such a time as this, I was supposed to mention it. I need you to support my sponsors. DDF Coins, Power the Future, Liberty Tabletop. If you cannot monetarily support them, would you call them and thank them for helping Beth? And if you want real news, if you hate the mainstream media and the fake news that you keep getting, you need to go to Range Magazine and order Range Magazine, and you will get the real news. It won't be fake. It's a beautiful magazine, but sometimes the news isn't too pretty. But the magazine is just beautiful. CJ's just like me. She struggles. Why is it people that bring truth, conservative folks that are really trying, struggle? For such a time as this, it is always right to do the right thing, righteous thing, and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.